This conference will.
Perfect. So now it's recorded. So it's a little bit different doing both sides of the part of it this morning. When I talked to Mary Jo, I met with Bob Adams 2 weeks ago just to talk about how to better utilize Success Tracker for going after people for reactivation. And I wanted to see what I was doing was the correct avenue or whether I should be doing something, running different reports. So that's really what I want this call to be about today. And I want to open it up for questions, and if you have questions about it. And then the other thing is, so it'd be good if you guys could be actually in front of your computer right now, because it's really going to be a hands-on aspect. And then the second thing is, there was a question a couple weeks ago to find out who in your downline is, their orders are counting for the gift for real, just so you could send them some acknowledgement if you choose to. And then if we have time after that, I'll open it up just for questions. If somebody, because I know there's a lot of people here doing Navigate, because I've been getting some emails about maybe some of the technical computer side of Navigate, we could answer questions on that one. And so let me go ahead and get started. So if everybody who's on is on the call can get by the computer and log into their Manatech account to log into Success Tracker. And if I'm going too fast, people, you can slow me down. And so just so you could see what we use and how we are going after reactivation. And I believe you could do this either in the gold or the silver avenue of. So what you do is you log into Success Tracker. What I do is I click on genealogy. And then once I'm in genealogy, and by the way, just a break in the action, notice Manatech has now set up all the reports for the 2012 Real Switch Challenge for the iPad and the Ultimate Weekend Getaway. So you could be tracking your points in there now. But you click on genealogy. And then on your screen, it's going to click, you'll get a little box. It'll say Show Report, Customize Report. Enter the account number. And this is for the top. If you are in a group where you have other leaders underneath you, and maybe you just want to do it by leg, this is where you would change it. Otherwise, you could just put your account number in there. Then you click on Customize My Report. Once you pick on Customize My Report, this is going to give you a lot more commands of where to go for what we're looking for. Again, you have the same at the top. It says country. If you're working with another country, if you want to go after your Canadian associates or if you have associates in UK or other places, you could change the country. I'm just going to do U.S. The first line, it says enter account number on top. And that is, I'm just going to leave my account number on top. If I want to specify how many, if you name, city, you could just pick maybe all the people that start with A if you want to. I don't know why you would do that, but that's a choice. How many levels deep? You want to make sure you go to all your levels deep. Leg numbers, if you want to choose it by leg number, you could choose it by leg number. And then it says, leave the number of results to leave in this blank or return all results. You want to take out the 10,000 and delete that number. Step three, I normally don't customize how the people are going to appear because I'm doing this. We're going to do this as an export and open it to in your Excel document.
Maybe.
Yes.
I'm sorry. My computer was very slow getting me in, and I'm not able to follow you because I'm not at that stage yet. After you got into the genealogy, I got lost after that.
Okay. You're just going to click on Customize My Report.
So I click genealogy, not unilateral.
No, just genealogy.
Okay. All right, I'm there.
Okay.
And then show
No, you're going to hit Customize My Report.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions?
Yes, Lydia, I cannot find Success Tracker.
Under Manage My Business.
Okay. Well, I haven't gotten there, and Okay, now I see my mistake. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lydia, do we leave how many levels deep blank?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if we had to specify.
No, because if you leave this limit to how many levels, which question was that?
All right, after I got to that one,
deep.
All right, show report.
Wait, ma'am. Anne was asking a question. Let her question get answered first.
Okay.
Yeah, I suspect that we leave how many levels deep blank.
No, you can't. If you leave that blank, nothing will show up. How many levels deep? Most of you don't have past 100,000 levels.
Lydia,
so I normally don't change that.
Lydia.
Yes.
I think we have more than one Ann on the call.
Okay.
So my question was, and I'm an Ann too, is after I got to the next screen, then where do we go? Show report, show standard report,
that's the screen we're currently on right now.
We're on there now. Okay, thanks.
Okay. So the top, you're going to have your account number. Then if you want to customize it by only pick out all the A's or a different, if you want to go after a different state. How many levels deep? I normally do nothing with that account. Next item down says level one leg numbers. What level, what legs do you want to do? If you want to do all of them, that's where you can specify if you just want to do one, two, or three. I normally never touch that line unless I'm doing something specialized. Limit the number of results to, that's where I delete the number out of that blank. Because if you notice, it says leaving this number, leaving this blank will return all results. Then step three, I normally don't do anything in step three because I'm going to be exporting this into an Excel file, so I don't have to worry about that one. Step number four, that's where you're going to want to click on selected columns. And that's going to bring you to a new screen. When I do this, I normally, where it says at the top, it says select or deselect all, I click on deselect all. So I get to only the ones that I want to pull out. And then I'm just going to go down to the list of what I personally choose. I click on account number.
Now, wait a minute. In step four, mine says customize the columns to be displayed, and it only says selected columns. So
step four,
you click on
selected columns.
Okay. All right, and then what?
Then on the next screen, it's going to say select or deselect all at the top. You're going to click on deselect all.
Okay. Well, it's already checked.
Uncheck it because I want you to uncheck all the boxes.
Oh, uncheck all the, okay.
Yep. Okay. And then here are the boxes that I normally check. I check account number. Instead of doing name, I do first and last name, so they're in different columns. And then I will check address 1, address 2, city, state, and zip code.
Wait. Go a little slower, please.
Okay, are you caught up to there?
Why don't you repeat it one more time?
Okay, account number, first name, last name, address 1, address 2, city, state, and postal code. Then the second thing, then I go and I check. I don't mess with the sponsors. I check the enroller name. Then I check day phone and night phone. Then I check terminated. And then I check leadership level and highest leadership level. Then I check auto order. Next, I check PPV current. Then I check PPV 1 period ago, PPV 2 periods ago, PPV 3 periods ago, and PPV 4 periods ago. Next, I'll check career purchases. Next, last, I'll order period. Next, automatic order date.
Wait a minute.
Now, Lydia, you do know this is going so fast, we can't make notes. So, you know, we won't remember all this if we don't make notes.
Yep, and you know, this call is also being recorded.
Oh, okay.
So you'll have access to re-listen to it and redo it over and over and over.
Great.
Yeah, Lydia, can you repeat the number of hits there, starting with PP 1 period ago, go down the line?
I do basically PPV 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
Then I do career purchases, last order period, next automatic order date. And then the last two columns I do is email and orders and prior 6 business periods. And that gives me everything that I need to go on to see who I'm going to be calling and with all the contact information. Then I click on the bottom. It says continue to next step. And that takes you back out to the screen we were on previously. Is everybody back there?
Lydia, this is Rebecca. Could you? I'm sorry, I had to leave the phone for just a second. Like, where are you at again on the genealogy thing?
I'm back on the main page of the genealogy where it says your step 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, and 6.
And that's just under genealogy or what?
Maybe. That's under genealogy.
When you click at the bottom of the page, Rebecca, it just takes you back to that screen.
Mm-hmm. I think she was away from the phone, so she may have missed some of that screen.
Yeah, I missed some things, so, because all I see is I just have genealogy with all the people listed. That's not what I'm supposed to be, right?
Correct, and I'm probably not going to be able to go back and repeat everything again.
Okay, all right. How soon is this going to be back up?
This recording will be up at some point this afternoon.
Okay, well, I'll try that. Okay.
Yes.
So did I go to reports? Is that where it is, and just genealogy? Maybe I can find it. Okay.
And then I just customized my report, and I just went through all the customizations. Yes.
That's what you just did. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so then we just completed step 4, where we customized the columns to display. Step 5 is choose the data format you want to print or download the report. I always choose tab delimited, because that's going to give me the best opportunity to be able to sort and use the data to the best of my abilities. But for that, knowing that you're going to need to have some kind of Excel file on your program on your computer, or a numbers program. Numbers is a Mac form of Excel. And then you click on step 6. You click on show report.
Now, what was step 5 again? Which one did you select, Lydia?
Tab delimited.
Oh, okay. I see it. Okay.
Then if you want, just for your, and I sometimes will do this with some of the reports when I specialize as much as I did, they have save report specifications. You could actually save this report so you don't have to go in next time and pick all these columns. So it makes it easier if you're doing this on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis. So now let's all click on show report.
Lydia, can you just, excuse me for interrupting. So we're on this page, and you said step 1, you don't do anything about step 2. Was there anything special that you did in step 2?
The only thing on the last item of step 2, it says limit the number of results to.
Right.
I make that blank.
Okay, so that's where you take out the, okay.
Correct.
And then 3 and 4, just 5 is where you change the tab.
Yeah, 3 I don't do anything with. 4 is where I select my columns.
But you already did that.
Yes, we already did that previous.
Okay, so now we've just changed the to step 5 to tab delimited, and now we're going to, are we going to go ahead and save this report, or we're just going to show it?
Right now I'm just going to show it, but you can save it. It's very easy to save the report. You just click on Save Report, and it asks you for a title.
Okay, here on the right-hand side down here, it says Save Report Specifications. Is that the one?
Yes, that's the one.
Is that okay if we do that right now so we don't forget
yeah.
it?
Yep, you do query name, and I would, you know, you could name that as, you know, reactivation.
Okay.
And then you do a description.
And what would you description?
Reactivation. You could do the same thing. It's just so you could know, and maybe put the date of when you designed this report.
And the query name said was what?
Yeah, reactivation. It's you could do it whatever you want. This is what's going to cause you, when you go to your saved reports, you're going to know exactly what you were trying to do.
I thought you said that was the query description was the.
You could do both.
So use the reactivation for both of those.
Yeah, what I do normally in query description, I get more specific of what I'm doing my reactivation for. Like I did my reactivation February 2012. And then you just click Save. And then it closed Return to Your Report. And if you'll notice on the left side of your screen where they list all the associate search, all the different reports you could run, close to the very bottom they have Saved Report Specifications. That's where you would go and find it.
And where is that now? Lydia, I hate to say, some of us are not anywhere near as computer literate as you, so we've saved it. Now, where do we go to find it?
If you look at the on the left side of your screen where it lists all the different reports that you could run in Success Tracker, close to the bottom of the list, after AccuFax Star Builder, it should say Saved Report Specifications.
Okay, yep, it does. Okay, thank you, Lydia.
Okay.
You know, Lydia, mine never went back there. Mine just went to return to your report.
It does. It goes to return to your reports. People want to know where to find them. So, but on that that bar, you will see that where it says saved report specifications.
On the bar. Oh, down on the bottom right? No?
Bottom left.
It says show report. Oh, I see. Yes, thank you. On the bullet points on the left. Thank you.
Yes. So now click on show, after make sure it says tab delimited, click on show report. I know as a Mac, that file goes directly into my downloads. As a PC, it may say save as. So you need to know where you're going to save this as, because we're going to access it with your Excel file on your computer.
Lydia, I get a pop-up that says, what do you want?
Where do you want to save it?
Yeah.
You need to save it. What I would do is save it to your desktop.
Okay, so click on Save. And then...
It should say Save or Save As.
Okay.
Again, because I'm a Mac, my Macs are a little bit different in that avenue.
Now, Lydia, mine says Notepad, my pop-up does, with the associates in my downline. Is that what I'm supposed to have?
That's what you're going to have, because we're going to move that over to an Excel file here shortly.
What if we don't have an Excel file?
I have no idea. Then you're not going to be able to do this next part.
Okay. And what, to have an Excel file constitutes what?
It's a program on your computer. If you have Microsoft Office, it comes with there.
Well, it would be there.
You should have it in there if you have Microsoft Office.
Okay, I do. So maybe I've got it and don't know I have it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, Lydia.
Now I want. Yes.
I got a quick question here. Now, when it came up, when I did like you told me, and then it says down here file name, and it says UNI-GEN. You said something about getting the thing in desktop. How do I do that?
That's the file name. Does it give a designate? Because I'm not. This is going to be hard for me to help you out with that one because I'm not a PC.
Mine says the same thing, UNI_GE.
Yeah, that's the file name.
So on the left side up there, it says favorites, and it says desktop, downloads, recent places.
Yeah, click on desktops.
Okay.
Lydia, that's the notepad for the PCs.
No, that's different. They're just trying to find the save location.
And then we save right on the desktop. We save it on the desktop?
Save it on a desktop.
So then click save now, then I click on desktop?
Yep.
Okay.
Click on save.
Right.
Well, I don't have that on mine. Where did you... Oh, up at under file.
Right, wait.
I don't see save.
You have to go up under file.
Oh, up under file. Okay. And then just click save. Okay.
Correct.
Oh, Lydia?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a Mac, and it went directly to text, and then it just, I can get it.
Just ignore that right now. You could close that text file down.
Yeah, I do, and then I don't have the other... It goes. The whole thing goes.
Yeah, I know. It's a download.
Lydia, if it gave me the option to file in Microsoft Office X, that's the one I'm choosing, correct?
Say that one more time.
If it said open with, and then the choice was Microsoft Office Excel, is that what I do, or I just go to the save file?
You could probably do that way, and I'm not sure. That's not the way I'm going to instruct you how to do it.
Okay, so you're saying to start with the save file.
Yes.
Okay.
So what I need you guys to go onto your computers and open up your Excel file.
How do I do that?
If you're a PC user, you do Start Programs, look for Microsoft Office, and Excel should be underneath there.
Click on the Start button and then go up to Programs and open your Excel.
Well, where do you find the Start button?
That's on the bottom left for PCs. It's on your tray at the bottom. It says Start.
Click on Start.
And then it'll show things above it. Click on Programs or it'll show Programs. And you can find Microsoft Excel.
Yeah, I can't find that Start button.
Green, where
okay,
you're
going to... Fred, we're going to have to go on we can get this call completed.
Turn off your computer.
Okay, so next, once you have your Excel file, your Excel program opened on your computer, you hit File, Open. Now you're going to go and find the file that you just downloaded. If you're a Mac user, it's going to be in your downloads file. If you are a PC user, it's going to be on your desktop that you saved it. And it's going to be saved as UNI_GEN.txt. Then you click on the file name and you click on Open. And that's going to bring up a box that says Text Import Wizard. Is everybody there?
No.
That's okay. We're...
On my PC, I was able to just take the download and drag it onto the page that was my Excel program, and it popped up immediately.
I input reactivation and clicked open, but I don't see where it could be.
Okay. Okay, for let's we're going to have to. That's why you need to, when you go through this, that's why you always have to know where you save your file, because that's where it, you're going to have to import it. Or, as the other person said, she was able to copy paste it onto there. And then for the people of the text import wizard, I make zero changes, and I just hit next, next, and then finish.
Where did you get the wizard? I'm not.
When I clicked on file, open.
Yeah.
I found the file in my downloads file.
Yeah, I did too.
And then I clicked on that and hit open.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then you just go next.
Next, 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 finished.
Yay!
Now Yes, Ann Swain?
It did it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, now this is everything that we just customized our search from Success Tracker. This is your whole genealogy. There's a couple things that I do from the very first. I will highlight all the columns so I can do my sort. And I do data. At the top, you'll see file, exit, edit, I mean view, insert, format, tools, data. Do sort, and we're just doing a simple sort. Well, it says, my thing says, my list has headers. Because I copy-paste the whole thing, my list will have headers. And then I click on sort by. I want to click on terminated. Because people are terminated, I don't need to, that's not where I'm going to be concerning myself with. The order, I go from Z to A, so I could get all the yeses at top. Then I click on OK. And if you notice now in your terminated column, you'll see all the yeses. So the first thing I do is I highlight all those and delete those out, because those are the ones I do not need to be concerned with. Does that make sense to everybody?
Only if you can see. Can't see it.
Terminated should be.
Lydia, I'm in. I have the Excel Microsoft, but all I have is this Unigen Notepad, and I don't know how to get it. I also have my Excel opened up, but I don't know how to deposit.
You need to do file and file. I think it's file open.
Yeah, I did that, and it's open. I just don't know how to get it into Excel. It's sitting here in front of me. I got the Excel with all them lines and everything, and then I've got my Notepad here.
Right. You need to open under Excel, do file, open, find that Notepad file.
Oh, under. All right.
And the terminated column, I think it's column number L on my spreadsheet. It'll say TRM.
I'm sorry. What I did is I missed it. I missed the whole thing, and I had to go back, and I forgot to put terminated in. So that I understand that.
Okay.
That's no. Okay.
And so you just get rid of all your terminated associates.
Can you just take the whole column off? Even.
No.
No. You have to sort it first to mm-hmm. get rid of all your yeses. Once you get rid of all your yeses, Then you could delete the column if you choose to. But if you just delete the whole column, you're not getting the yeses out of there. Okay. So then the next thing I do, I sort for is automatic order. So I do the same thing. I go up and click data, sort. Click on automatic order, and again, I'm going to do my order from Z to A, and now I'm going to get rid of everybody who has an automatic order, because if they have an automatic order, they're not on my list that I need to call to reactivate.
Lydia?
Yes?
I have a PC. My husband was just helping me here, and we were trying to get the data from Notepad, you know, save it on the desktop. I couldn't find it, but I was able to copy and paste the from the Notepad onto the Excel sheet.
Because I can't find it either on the desktop, and I put it there.
You can do the same, copy everything on your Notepad and paste it onto your Excel spreadsheet.
What is the column we're choosing this time? Automatic order.
Automatic order.
Thank you.
So now we have everybody in your downline who does not have an automatic order.
We have a lot of them.
So again, that's a great way to go. And so there's a couple things we do. Is everybody there now?
No. That's okay.
Now, when I pop up the sort box, I have a PC. I'm choosing automatic order in the first, and I'm highlighting the little circle that says ascending.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one, it says to sort then by, and do I choose auto order again?
I just do it once, and then click on sort. You know, I do separate sorts. First, I did the terminated, and I sorted it to get rid of all the terminations.
Okay.
Now they're all out of my list. So now I go back into sort again, and my next sort I do is automatic order.
Okay.
Lydia, I was going to do copy paste, it's scattered everywhere. I mean, it's got all the stuff isn't even in order.
Yeah, that part I can't, because I'm not a PC user, I cannot help you with that.
Hmm.
Sorry about that. That's out of my...
Because
I can't see it in front of me. Mm-hmm. What I would do when the call's over, just try it again, and that should solve the problem.
Okay,
next on our list. So now we've got rid of people who are terminated, and we've got rid of people who they have an automatic order. So my next, I've gone a couple different routes. The columns that are most useful for us are orders and prior 6 business periods. So if you sort for that, you're going to see people who have ordered in a prior 6 business periods. So if you do the file, data, sort, and we're going to sort by orders in prior first business period. Again, do Z to A because I want the yeses on top. So now these are the people that I could see these people's ordered in 6 business periods, and they're not ordering right now, or it's not an automatic order. You could really track that part. So these are the first ones I would go after, because either they're new signups and they haven't been put on an automatic order, so you want to call them and make sure everything is okay, or the people who just stopped ordering. And people who just stopped ordering, they're the easiest ones to get back on board, and that's our personal belief on that one. So those are the first ones I would start calling and to get them back. And some of these people, what we're finding out, do not know about the combo packs. So if we could just get them back on the combo packs, you're going to get your orders back. So that's your number one step. Another way you could sort these, and these are different ways that we go when we're doing our reactivation. I do data, sort, and I'm going to sort by career purchases. And I do from to smallest. So now we have people that ordered a lot, but right now they're not ordering. So if somebody has ordered all the way from the highs, you know, $30,000 of volume and they're not ordering now, all the way down to people who ordered up until, I normally do about 3 to 4,000. If somebody's ordered 3 to 4,000, there's a good chance we can get them back on board because they believed in the products. So that's my next route I go after of people that were when we're working on reactivation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Perfect. And then the column that I sometimes use when I'm sorting just to see who I want to work with, it's the last order period. Because then you could sort by people and just go down and line people's ordered, you know, in order within the last year. All that sorting is available there. Does anybody have any questions there?
Oh.
Does that all make sense? Is this going to help you with reactivation?
My Excel.
Hello?
Lydia, this is Vicki Lynn. This is really great. I never knew how to do this, and this is wonderful.
Yeah. Perfect. It's a great way to utilize what we have in Success Tracker to go after the people that we want to go after and really specialize it. And each month you could choose a different, you know, I always like to do a smaller group at a time. Because I have a list of 50 people I need to call to reactivate, it's like eating the elephant one bite at a time. And so that's kind of what I do on that listing. Any other questions?
Lydia.
And when I'm calling, hold on, let me just say one thing first before the question. And when I'm calling people, because there's tons of people who's enrolled, you know, tons of people. When I call somebody, I make a reference to who the enroller was in that conversation. Because a lot of people may not know Mary Jo or myself, but they'll know one of our leaders. And so that's who, when I call them, I say, hi, I'm calling, and I work with, you know, Ann Sween or whoever. Because it brings some connection with them. And then somebody had a question.
Yes. This is Nancy. And I got the Excel, you know, all the information in the Excel, but as I was doing that, I failed to hear where you were saying how to get the data from the Excel, you know, like where to sort. You go up to under data.
Data, and then sort.
And then how are you, what are you choosing to sort? Where are you getting that information?
My first column I sort from is terminated, so I could get rid of all the terminated associates.
So where do I find the word terminated?
You may have to do it by column. You have to go back to your list and see what column heading that terminated column is in.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
You sorted on, then the second one was auto order?
Automatic order. Because people are currently on an automatic order. They're not going to be in my key part of reactivation.
Mm-hmm. And you always go Z to A?
Yes, because I want my yeses at the top.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's easier for sorting.
Mm-hmm. How do you get this page so that it's collapsed, so that you can print it off and use it, or do you have to use it on your computer?
When I get to the point of, I normally do mine, I call from my computer because I add a new column to the list and I put on notes. So if I'm talking to someone, I could put my notes items right there.
So you use all of these columns?
Once I get down, I do find my final sorting. I do, because I can see what they've ordered. You know, if I'm seeing somebody who ordered 100, 400, and then they stopped ordering, I need to see what's going on there. Because it's also, if you see somebody who's ordering, you know, 100, then they order 500 and 500, there may be a health concern there that you may want to call and just to touch base.
Right.
And then once I'm done through all my sorting, I'm ready to do my phone calls, I won't delete them. I will hide some of the other columns.
How do you do that, Lydia? That's why I can't
You highlight the columns.
Yeah.
Right-click, and then you just click on hide.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Cool.
Any other questions there?
If you do that and you print it, will they won't come up then?
They will not show up.
They won't show up. Okay.
No. And a lot of times, then the other thing is when we are printing one of these sheets, I always keep legal paper on hand, and I print them on legal.
Mm.
It gives me more availability to print, more space to print landscapes. That's another option.
Oh, that's yeah.
But again, I think the important thing when you start making the phone calls, tell people about the combo packs, because that word is not out there all the way down. And so it's a great way to get them back on board. Unbelievable, the free shipping does wonders with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
any
the free
other
shipping
questions?
The free shipping is good now until like BP4 for any order over $159.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But we normally lead with $159 because it's also such a great deal to begin with.
Yep.
Any other questions? Well, let's go back into Success Tracker. I just want to show you one other thing here. If you click under the click on new center on top, to get back to all of your reports. On the left side, you'll see a tab that says Marketing. And there's a category here under Marketing that says Recent Buyers on or not on automatic order.
Oh, nice.
That's another report that you could choose to see people who are not on automatic order. But if you click on automatic order, and then you click on Customize Report, and again, I'm not really changing anything here. All I want to do is hit Selected Columns. Manatech has added a category in here called Gift for Real.
Hmm.
This is going to show you all of your people who are contributing with the Gift for Real. You could be able to see who's contributing for the Gift for Real.
Where do you see that, Gift for Real?
Under Marketing.
Yeah.
Recent Buyers on or dash not on automatic order. You have to click on Selected, Customize My Report, and then click on Selected Columns.
Mm-hmm.
And under PPV 1, 2, 3, and 4, the next item there says Gift for Real.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a report. What you can do with this one is send a little note thanking them for helping the kids.
Oh.
Just another way to touch base with people. Or maybe even send them a link to the video on where they're talking about the results of the Gift for Real program in Mexico.
Lydia, I don't think that it actually shows everybody because, you know, I know what is on my husband's auto order and a couple of my other people, and sometimes they don't pop up as being participating in the Gift for Real, even though they have a combo pack on their order. So, I mean, it does give us quite a few, but I don't think it gives us everybody. For some reason, I think there's a few bugs still.
I will double check with Manatech on that one.
All right, perfect.
But, I'm looking at ours, and just for the people that I know that are on what's on their orders, and they are all showing up on here. So,
Lydia, when you said New Center, go to the left. I'm a little behind here, but you said you can click on Marketing.
Marketing, Associates on, Recent Buyers on, /not on automatic.
And it'll show one. And then you just click on the show report.
Yeah, you have to hit Customize Report, click on Gift for Real.
Click on what?
Gift for Real. It's one of the selected columns that you could choose.
Once you get to which one? Marketing and then which one, I'm sorry?
Recent Buyers.
Click on Recent Buyers and then just show report?
Nope, you need to customize your report.
Oh, right. You do have to have it customized? Okay.
Yes.
And what would you have to customize on there that's not on there that I might not have on?
The Gift for Real.
Gift for Real, that's one of the things you can click on. Okay.
Yes. You got to make sure you have the names in there too, because it just shows up yes or no. If you don't have, you got to click other boxes there, I think, don't you?
Yeah. Well, it's automatically. This one I didn't tell you to select or at the top, so this one automatically pulls up name.
Okay. I see.
Any other questions?
I think because so many of us are doing this right now, I mean, my computer is very slow this morning trying to get to these columns. We're all doing
and
it.
That's why, and that's why it's recorded. So you'll be able to go back and re-listen to it a second and third time.
Lydia, this is Carol Renner. I'm on the screen that says recent buyers on or not on auto order.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I find the gift for real column? How do I do that?
You need to, let me get back there. You hit customize my report.
I have a customize the criteria, and then there's a customize the order, customize
the
column.
You have to go back to...
Pardon?
It should say, on the top, it should say recent buyers on slash not on automatic order. It should say show report or customize my report.
It says show report or show a standardized report. Choices.
Okay, you're already on there. Go to step number four and select selected columns.
How come in my selected columns, Lydia, it doesn't ask for an email? I don't have an email to check here.
They don't have that on this report.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks.
So I go to the, then I hit select columns, and it gives all those columns that you had us click off before, or maybe not.
Yeah, for this one, we're not going to go through and customize. I'm just showing you where you can click on the gift for real.
I don't see a gift for real on this list.
If you go scroll down to right after PPV4, gift for real is right after there.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Oh, God.
You know what? I actually just pulled mine up, and it said, you know, it had, I don't know how many names were there, but then it said N in the column and give for
real. You know
real.
What? And here's, and I ran into that earlier one time when I was working with it. Under the automatic order option on the recent, where it lists all the category of
the
one, two, three, and four. It needs to say on automatic order.
So automatic order option, I'm supposed to highlight that one?
Yeah, it has to say on automatic order.
But she also, when she does the select, she also has to make sure that the name and everything are filled in, because that's what happened to me. I deselected everything, and then I went in and just did give for real, and all it gave me was yeses and nos.
Yeah.
So, but now I did it, and it's great. Account number, name.
Perfect.
Phone number. Love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Lydia, this is Rebecca. When you had that call on the iPad, we talked about success story. Is this what you use and you don't use the tree diagram at all?
No, I use the genealogy. The first
what
report
you're just going through, what you just went through, all that stuff, right? That's what you use exclusively?
Well, I don't do the export and all that. I just click on genealogy, and whoever I'm looking at, I put theirs as the top line, and I hit show report. And I just, you could track it by knowing wherever number one is, that's a new leg. And so that's how I track it.
So help me out in just a second. If I go to the reports, is that what you're saying? And then just...
Yeah, just do genealogy.
Just do genealogy, because I still can't get the tree diagram, and I'm going to have to learn this. So just so you go to genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then when I get to do I go to reports or what? What did you say?
Hold on, I just got logged out of Success Track. I have to get back in there. Okay, go to genealogy.
I did.
The first report is called genealogy.
Uh-huh.
And then I just click on show report, and that's going to give me everybody in the downline.
That gives you everybody. If I want to go say who's got a team team, you know, like, because my mind is thinking on the tree vet where I have everybody. So if I wanted to see each individual team that might have a team bonus or something, then I just put their number at the top where it says,
yes.
You know, enter account number, you mean?
Yeah, and the other thing you could do, there's another report in Success Tracker.
Uh-huh.
When we're at the end of a business period or I'm making sure people have their teams.
Yeah.
They have a report, people who are close to a team bonus. And
uh-huh.
That's going to pull me everybody who's within, I think, where they have four people.
Okay.
And it shows you who's in that team.
And it'll show you who's on that and if they need someone else. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Lydia, this is Vicki Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
On your Navigate, there's a place on the it's the person that you want to congratulate because they're
yes.
doing auto orders under Inspirational, and it says
mm-hmm.
you are making a difference, and you can put a personal note there, and they still get the
yeah.
Navigate stuff.
Yeah, but you could do that, and you could also
really
do
nice
people
area.
when you see somebody who's signed up a new person, you could send
mm-hmm.
them a congratulations email. Those
yes.
little touches does wonders.
I thought that was really neat to have that area in there.
Yep. It's perfect. Any other questions?
Lydia?
Yes.
This is Veronica. I had a quick question as to finding the gift for real. And underneath the PPV 4 periods ago, mine just says PCQ 4 periods ago and then career purchases. I don't have a gift for real. Is it a different level of silver, gold?
Hold on 1 second. I think it's all.
Veronica, did you deselect your columns and then choose the ones that you wanted and include the gift for real column?
The gift for real on here. Oh.
And the other thing, just so you know, Manatech in Success Tracker under New Central, they have top stories. If you click on additional news articles, you go back to October of 2011. There's actually the full article of how to find out which orders qualify for the Gift for Real program.
Okay.
So.
Right, look at that. Because it may not be on silver.
I think it's on both, as a matter of. Yep, if you subscribe to Gold or Silver Success Tracker.
Yeah.
It is, because that's how I learned about it.
Yep.
Okay. I just can't see it. I don't.
Are you on recent buyers on or not on automatic order?
Okay, let's see. Recent buyers. Did I select that one? That one is, I got automatic order, PV1, PV2,
what?
PV3. Last order period.
Can somebody mute themselves who has a child screaming in the background?
Veronica, I think what Lydia is asking is if on the left column where it says marketing, if you go down to like the third or fourth one, if you have a little green arrow that says recent buyers on/not on auto orders, that's the one she wants to know if you're on.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I wasn't on that, but now I am. And that's what
I
want?
That's the reason why. Yeah, that's the one you want. Otherwise, it won't show up.
Okay, and so do I want to select on automatic order?
On automatic order.
Okay, and then I'm going to do the tab delimited.
You need to customize your columns first.
Okay, so I customized my columns already, like how you said.
Did you click on Gift for Real?
No, because it wasn't in there.
Click on selected columns now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Am I in the recent buyers section, or am I going back to genealogy?
Recent buyers.
Okay. And I'm going to customize my report, and I'm going to go down to, okay. on automatic order, and then I'm going to scroll down to select columns. Okay, so I'm going to really go from this section. Okay, now I can scroll down, and it should be in here after there it is.
There you go.
Ta-da! Thank you, you guys.
You're welcome.
Okay, now I can start all over.
Yep. Any other questions?
Thank you so much, Lydia.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Lydia, just what do you do what are you saying when you know, people have just canceled their orders? What do you, when you reactivate, are you just asking them what caused them to stop and if you could help them kind of thing?
Just find out, care about the person.
Yeah.
Find out what's going on with them is your first thing.
Uh-huh.
Just say, I just saw that you stopped your automatic order. Is there something going on, something I can help you with?
Okay.
Any other questions? Well, great. Well, it's 11 o'clock right now, so I want to honor the people's time. But what I would do is once the call will get posted within probably 2 hours, re-listen to the call where you have time where you could actually pause it and stop it. Just practice with this. Because, again, practice makes perfect. And always remember what I tell people, you're smarter than the computer is. and the computer will only do what you tell it to do, so do not be afraid of it.
Well, Lydia,
yes.
So much for your special tutoring today. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. You guys all have a great week. And Mary Jo will be back online next week.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.